I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Oh, my. That's really bad.
In the garbage disposal of your dreams, I've been ground up, dear.
That's bad.
On the river.
I thought I'd heard every home improvement song in the world. And I thought I'd heard every Johnny Cash song in the world. But I've never heard this. Where did you find this?
I found this a while ago on some other thing and just thought it was so funny and just clicked in my brain a few minutes ago. Figured we better play it.
You just knew sooner or later there'd be an application for
Absolutely.
Johnny Cash singing You've Been Flushed. What is it? You've Been Flushed from the Heart?
From the Bathroom of My Heart.
The Bathroom of My Heart. Thank you, Michael Riesch. We're here talking plumbing, a day with a plumber, an hour with a plumber right here at Rosie on the House. You can join the conversation. We have Peter, we have Denise, and we have an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Peter had called in a townhome in Scottsdale and is curious about how many different ways we can get hot water to every location of a plumbing fixture in our house as quickly as possible. Now, in a townhome, he has a couple advantages going for him. One, it's not a very big house, so he doesn't have miles and miles of plumbing lines that he has to fill up. But we were talking about, first and foremost, let's talk about the options homeowners have for not running the hot water tap farthest away from the hot water heater for 4 or 5 or 6 minutes to finally get hot water and allow all that water just to go down the drain. Linda, you were talking about how y'all accomplished it at your home. How does a plumber solve it at their own home?
Well, we just recently put in a tankless hot water system with a recirculating pump in it. So we're using the recirculating line that was built in our home, but now we don't have a separate fixture. It's in with our tankless water heater, and it's working fabulous.
And the tankless water heater fires up, fills all the hot water lines with hot water. When the thermocoupler at the backside shuts off, how do those pumps know? They just feel the back pressure and stop?
Well, on this one, it uses a thermal temperature on the water coming back on there. I have a dedicated recirc line, so that's how that does it.
Okay, so it senses the temperature as that, and then that tankless water heater just shuts down, keeping you no hot water stored in a tank.
Right.
It's instant, and it's on demand.
Right, because a lot of the misunderstanding out there is people believe that the tankless is going to get them their hot water faster, and that's a misunderstanding. It still has to go through the lines. Now, what we can do is we can add another pump or another recirculating process to get it there faster.
Okay, so that's the Cadillac way of solving instant hot water throughout your house.
If they already have that recirculating line, yes, it's wonderful.
Okay, back down from that, now we're talking about Rosie's house. Okay, and so I've got a water heater back in the kitchen, master bedroom's all the way on the opposite side of the house, and I want to be able to get up in the morning, turn the shower on, and get in without running it for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. So the option we picked, Chris, was we just went with the Grundfos circulating pump.
Yes.
And put that little thermocouple bridge across the faucet, actually on Jennifer's side of the bathroom. So it pumps hot water back to that faucet, theoretically filling all the little hot water tributary lines between there and there with hot water. And then there's a thermocoupler. As soon as the hot water touches it, it shuts down.
Right.
Okay. Now all the other water has been pumped back to the water heater.
To the cold lines.
And now is being heated to be used when the demand for hot water is asked.
Yeah. And that pump, though, it runs, if you leave it on, like you can leave it on 24 hours, it just doesn't pump in water when that thermocoupling shuts down. Or you can put it on a timer, which I suggest, because if you leave it on 24 hours, you're pumping the water, using the pump energy, then you're also heating water a lot more than you need to.
You're heating a lot of water that you don't need to.
We've had a customer one time, he loved it until he got his bill, because he ran it for 24 hours a day. And he didn't want any more, which I understand. It's a comfort. It does cost you a little bit of money for the comfort.
But if you can now, we couldn't do this when we had 6 kids at home. And they were constantly coming home from karate and Boy Scouts. And, I mean, they were using hot water all through the course of the day. But now with the empty nesting and Jennifer and I there alone, our hot water circulator comes on at 4:30 every morning, shuts off at 7:30 every morning, comes back on at 6:30 every evening and shuts off at 8:30. It's only 4 hours a day that it's churning, and we have all the hot water we need where we want it when we need it.
Yeah, now, that's great.
They're all coming home for Christmas, so I'm just going to flick it to the on switch.
On switch, let it run the whole time.
It's going to be my only option.
There's another option out there. There's a pump that you can actually put a switch or a button or motion detector in the bathroom maybe you use all the time. And when you get up in the morning, you press that button, it tells that pump now to bring in that hot water versus the Metland pump or the Grundfos like you have. Metland has this other type of option.
And then you just have to remember to hit the switch off
exactly.
when you leave the bathroom.
Yeah, it just brings it in and then it goes off.
Right. No, actually they have a thermostat on too. They'll turn off themselves. So you just, and they have on a motion, like you walk into the bathroom, it'll just turn on automatically and then it turns off automatically.
The motion detectors are the one we saw at the International Builders Show in Vegas last year. You walk in and in your mirror, you have a screen come up. And it tells you your weight.
No
It tells you your blood pressure. It tells you the weather outside. And you can pick. You want today's weather or you want the three-day forecast. It tells you your transportation time to your location of work and which is the preferred route. And scrolls whatever important data you want, whether that's a stock market report or breaking headlines.
You never have to leave your bathroom.
And it's all right there in the mirror.
Pretty soon they'll be talking to you from the mirror.
And at that point, the circulation pump comes on. You have instant hot water. And then, of course, they use that hot water circulated behind the mirror to keep it from...
Do you have to say mirror, mirror on the wall?
Yeah. You've gotten to that
you
point.
You have a password. Now,
and so you can take a complete hot steam shower and the mirror never fogs up. So those are the things that are coming to a bathroom near you. We're here visiting with Rosie on the House with our good friends Linda and Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. It's your opportunity to visit with a plumber. We have a couple texts in here. I want to get to Denise's phone call, but before I do, we have a couple texts. Hilda called to say that her grandson, who has some physical disabilities, we were talking about what the hands-free toilets do. And in particular for elderly people that protect their privacy and keep them self-functioning by themselves. But her grandson has adopted the hands-free faucets where it's just a picks up motion and the faucet comes on and off. Now, I've heard mixed reviews on these. The ones y'all have put in and installed, are people liking them?
They really do. They really do. It's kind of like, remember when we went from the roll-up windows in our cars to now the power windows? Yeah, we have a little bit more problems when they start to break. You know, the roll-up probably didn't break as much. So we do have some issues when people use them a lot. I have one, and I think it's 4 or 5 years old, and then all of a sudden I start to get a part that goes out because there's more parts, there's more items in it. But they like it.
I've heard... homeowners have a hard time getting to the temperature that they want in the hands-free because I guess there's some way to preset the temperature you're trying to get. I've heard, hey, all I have to do is walk by it and it goes on, and then I have to walk back by it to go off. But in this particular instance, Hilda's grandson couldn't live as independent and free as he is.
That's right.
Without that new innovation.
I think it's also, Rosie, just like the toilets we were talking about, I think that these hands-free options have been around long enough that those items you're talking about is going away in these newer updated models.
Yeah.
So people aren't walking by them and having a problem or having a problem putting them on because a lot of people in the commercial setting say, I can't ever get them to put on. We're not finding that in these newer residential models.
Well, speaking about new plumbing technologies, Linda, you'll appreciate this story. You remember a couple years ago when I bought a couple of the Kohler Moxie shower heads from you? Do you know when my baby daughter left for college?
She wanted that.
Oh, she didn't just want it. She took the shower off herself.
Good for her. Maybe we'll hire someday as a plumber.
It is a shower head with a Bluetooth speaker in it, and she can take her phone into the bathroom, put in the music she wants, and shower to her tunes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I none of my kids ever took a plumbing fixture to college dorm before.
Now you can play that Johnny Cash in there.
Now we can. Let's get to Denise, who's on hold right now. It'll clear a line for you if you'd like to call with the Hour with a Plumber. Any question you've got, about the plumbing system in your house, home, castle, or cabin, this would be an excellent opportunity to get in. And online, 1-888-767-4348. Denise.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a house that was built in 1980, and I bought it in 83.
Okay.
And there's no gas in our whole cul-de-sac area.
Okay.
And but my cold water about a month ago started smelling. I'm blind, and I have reactive airway. So the smell isn't in the water when it's in the cup. It's when it comes out of the faucet. And it's only the cold water. It is not the hot water. And when I turn the hot water valve off in the garage, the cold water no longer smells. My plumber is stumped. I've replaced the hot water heater. Nobody knows what it can be. And the city's tested my water and said it's fine, but they just test chlorine.
Huh? 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 Is it just
only women?
One?
Only women can smell it. The men, it's, I know it's crazy, but only five women friend can smell it and their husbands can't. And it's closing my reactive airway. That's the scary part. I've got to get it fixed. I carry an EpiPen because my airway closes with fumes and stuff, and it's closing that in the shower, so I have to take a cold shower splattered with hot water. I mean, hot water when I can get a little.
Now.
That's a stumper, I know.
So it's throughout the whole house, though?
Throughout the entire house. The toilets, when you flush it, the toilet doesn't stink, but when you flush it and the cold water, the new cold water comes in, the fumes just fly up and get you. It's in every sink, in my shower, and in the kitchen.
The plumber at your home who has stumped, has he talked about whole house water treatment at all to treat every ounce of water that comes in the house?
Yeah, but that was so expensive, and this has only happened a month ago. I've never had a problem. And he said it can't be because when I shut the hot water heater off, the cold water doesn't stink, and the hot water never smells. And it's a fumy thing.
And when you put it in a cup, like right away, you can smell it in the cup and you don't smell it. Just coming straight out of the faucet.
It comes directly out of the faucet. I have to plug the sink. It is not the sewer. I've had that checked. I plug the sink, and when I start filling the sink, say, by an inch, then the fumes start coming up and hitting me. Or like I say, the toilet doesn't smell until you flush it, and then the second bout of water that fills your thing does it.
Well,
but my worst time is the shower because that's where it washes my hair, and I inhale the thing, and that's when my airway starts closing.
Do you know, just a test, you know where your water comes in at the house at the main and you have a hose bib on it?
Yes.
Have you ever gone out there and just turned that on and smelled it and see if you smell it there?
Yes, but because it dissipates pretty quickly in the air, it goes up to the ceiling in my bathroom. Because it dissipates, I couldn't get it airtight enough to be able to get the smell.
Out front. Okay.
Okay, Denise, we're going to need to go on a quick break here. That's going to give us time to talk off air about this particular situation. I love these kind of challenges, particularly for someone like you. We've got to get it solved. Give us a couple minutes and we'll be back.